forsaken. You are faithful, God.
Welcome to Always Faithful on AM 630 KCIS. Ladies, get ready for your weekly dose of high-energy inspiration and encouragement as together we affirm the faithfulness of God. And now, here's Athena.
Well, thanks for spending some time with me today, and welcome to the place where we never grow weary of affirming the faithfulness of God. So, I have been in the middle of a whirlwind for the last 3 weeks, off to Chicago, on our 3-year anniversary of my wedding to my knight in shining armor. I was flying to Chicago because the Right to Publish conference, which I attend every year as faculty, changed their dates because the college had an conflict. So I ended up having to fly out on my anniversary, spend 5 days in Chicago teaching and meeting with writers and authors and other faculty members, and just love that conference, and came back on Father's Day and ended up going a week later to Cincinnati for a week, spending time with authors and speakers and writers and my colleagues, my peers. And it was quite a trip. It was just fruitful and lots of divine connections, and it was wonderful. And this first show in the month of July, is a bit of a bittersweet beginning, because it is my last month on KCIS Radio, at least for this season. God is moving me out and pruning back some things, and it just never ceases to amaze me how gentle He is. And I think I look back to 2 years ago when I started on AM 630 KCIS and had taken a 1-year sabbatical after realizing, coming back to Washington, realizing I was going to be a pastor's wife and about to get married. And I knew I needed to let radio go at that point. And after that year was up, the door was open at KCIS, and I jumped back in. But at the same time, some other things were happening at our church where I needed to help out in women's ministry and help kind of redevelop that. So, you know, a lot of things have ended up on my plate. And, you know, sometimes I would say, you know, list out, you know, I'm a author and a speaker and a publisher and a radio host and a pastor's wife and president of Northwest Christian Writers, and now launching a new book, my memoir. And, you know, I list through all those things, and it almost makes me tired just listing through all of those hats that I wear. And so it's been a very subtle nudging from the Lord over the last 2 years that maybe this thing that I love so much, I love interviewing authors with incredible stories of God's faithfulness. I love sharing those profound thought leaders and authors and communicators and just different situations that have happened in my life each week. Sharing those to illustrate the faithfulness of God. It's my happy place. It's my sweet spot. I love doing this. And sometimes God asks us to step back from what we love the most. Maybe kind of like Abraham and Isaac. God had to say, you got to take Isaac and go up that hill, and I'm going to tell you what you do when you get up there, but you got to be willing to go do it and be obedient. So I'm kind of kind of at a place where I feel like maybe my radio ministry is right now the Isaac that I need to lay down. And so this month of July is my last month here on KCIS. And, you know, at first I thought, well, maybe I'll do some podcasting. Maybe I'll do some other things with radio. But I really just feel like God is saying, it's time. There's lots of other ministry work that he has me doing that is just taking precedence over this particular ministry. So in case you've just joined us, you're listening to Always Faithful Radio. This is Athena Dean Holtz, and I am actually coming to you solo today, just with a monologue about what's going on in my life and some of the things that God has been showing me. And that main thing that he has been showing me is this 2 years has been good and it's been fruitful, but it's coming to a close. And so I will, for these next 4 weeks, be bringing you kind of a hodgepodge of different things. Some may be just a monologue from me like today. Some may be some of the interviews that I did at Unite 2017 in Cincinnati. Some might be some other Redemption Press authors that I want to have on before I close out the show. But, you know, it's going to be a bittersweet month because, gosh, you know, the full circle of me coming to this station. I mean, first of all, some of you may not know this, but when I started on radio in San Antonio, Texas, where the station was 10 minutes away, and it was a total God thing that just fell in my lap after someone had prayed prophetically over me 4 months before, saying they thought I was going to do something in radio because they saw a picture of me in their mind while they were praying for me, of me sitting behind a microphone with a headset on. And she went on to say that I was going to proclaim words for Jesus and encourage women. And so that was something that when it happened in San Antonio, it was a completely and utterly divine appointment that God just orchestrated. And that was on AM 630 KSLR, which is a Salem station in San Antonio. So when I moved back to Seattle, which is something I told God I'd never do, but when I did, and he made it very clear this was his plan for me, I moved the show to the Salem station in the Seattle area. KGNW was on there for 3 or 4 months before I realized it really was time to take that year off, that sabbatical, because I was about to become a pastor's wife and starting the Redemption Press ministry. It's a business, but it is a ministry helping authors proclaim the message that God has given them to proclaim in the format of a printed book or an ebook. And so he was shifting me to ministry in the church with my husband, to the Redemption Press ministry, to the Northwest Christian Writers ministry. And so I did take that year off. And I think, you know, looking back at 2 years ago, I'm not totally convinced that he wanted me to get back on the air. But you know what? He's blessed it. He allowed me to walk through that door at AM 630 KCIS, no relation to AM 630 KSLR. But he allowed me to go through that door and bring this show to the local station there and have a wonderful time of ministry with many different authors. And just, it's just been the highlight of my week for the last 2 years. But as God does with all things, he prunes, he moves us, he takes us from one season to another. And, well, I guess he's just wrapping up this season of Always Faithful Radio. And so I just rejoice in that. And I think I want to make the most of these last four shows to share some really, I think, things that have impacted me over these last 2 years. So we're about to take a quick break. I am going to give away a free book today. Actually, I'm going to give away two free books today. Should have mentioned that earlier, huh? Well, hey, quick text or call a friend. Have them tune in, because the first two people who call in to the Redemption Press offices at 360-226-3488 will win a free copy of my memoir, Full Circle, Coming Home to the Faithfulness of God. So don't go away. We will be right back.
Faithful, forever you faithful.
Hi, this is Shannon Etheridge, relationship coach, speaker, and author of over 20 books, including the million copy best-selling Every Woman's Battle series. It was over 15 years ago that I was struggling to navigate through this publishing world, and Athena Dean was one of the first people that I encountered in this industry. Now, we've stayed in touch ever since then, because she was such an encourager then, and she's still an encouragement to me today. What a mover and a shaker for God's kingdom. And I have no doubt that Redemption Press is living up to its name.
Has anyone ever told you you should write a book? Athena Dean Holtz here, and I've been involved in the publishing industry as an author, blogger, coach, and publisher for over 25 years. One thing I've found is everyone has a story. It just takes the right team to help get it onto paper and then into a book that has the potential to touch lives. Give us a call today. The toll-free number is 844-2-REDEEM. That's 844-273-3336. Like us on Facebook or visit our site at authorsincharge.com. We would love to walk with you through your publishing journey.
Faithful, forever you faithful.
Now, back to more of Always Faithful with Athena Dean on AM 630 KCIS.
All right, we are back. Athena Dean Holtz here with Always Faithful Radio. And we are having a conversation, just you and me. And I'm sharing with you some changes God is working in my life and just moving me towards the close of this radio ministry, Always Faithful Radio. It's been going since 2013, where it started in San Antonio on AM 630 KSLR. Now for the last 2 years on AM 630 KCIS. And it's just time for me to let it go. And so I'm excited to see how he is able to use a different lifestyle for me. I am one overcommitted person and have a lot of plates spinning. And so I'm really excited to have a little more downtime, a little more thoughtful time to develop not only Redemption Press, but our ministry with Northwest Christian Writers and the women's ministry that I'm involved in at our church in Enumclaw. And even the future with the Full Circle book. We have had some different screenwriters looking through the manuscript, the book, and actually going through it on a number of different levels, adjudicating it to see whether it is film-worthy. And the most recent cinematic book review that was done by five screenwriters who do that for a living. They write screenplays for a living in the general market, not necessarily in the Christian market. Most of them are born-again believers, but they make movies for the general market that are faith-based and no gratuitous sex or violence or, you know, these are people who make quality movies. And five of them all individually read through Full Circle, Coming Home to the Faithfulness of God, and came away with a thumbs up that it really is movie material, maybe Hallmark, maybe Lifetime. It was pretty wild to get that news while I was in Chicago at the Right to Publish conference. But now that it's settled in and I've realized, you know, all these people that have told me over the years, man, this story needs to be a movie. You know, I never really took much from that because it was just normal people saying that. But now to have professionals confirm that and say the same thing, I'm kind of in awe, but still sober-minded. I'm just holding that with an open hand and saying, okay, God, I don't know what you're going to do with this, but I believe that that's another area that is going to be an adventure in my life, and we'll have to see how that moves forward. But all that to say, you know, God is moving things around for me and asking me to let go of leadership positions in different things. I turned over my leadership position in the women's ministry and am just going to be their cheerleader and be there to support them. But I feel like he's asking me to let go of this leadership position in Always Faithful Radio. So I covet your prayers. And I covet your just your feedback and anything that was a memory for you listening to this show, one of my guests, or something that was said. If there's something significant that really touched your life, I would love to hear that. So I encourage you to share with me how recognizing the faithfulness of God has helped you in your walk with God. Now, I want to take the last of this segment and the next two segments to talk about something that I taught at the Northwest Ministry Conference this year. And it's been something that over the last, gosh, I'd have to say almost 20 years, 18 years, it's something that God has been showing me, teaching me, developing kind of a balanced view of that I think is worth talking about today. It's something he's been teaching me, and I just want to share that with you because today is just a monologue. It's just me and you. And the name of the class that I taught at the Northwest Ministry Conference was Biblical Warfare for Women. And I felt the need to speak about this because, you know, I feel like as believers, we tend to kind of go to extremes. You know, it's one of two extremes. It's either, you know, the Flip Wilson, well, the devil made me do it. You know, we let that kind of mentality take us to a place where, you know, we kind of blow off God and don't take his warnings about our enemy seriously. Then there's the other extreme. And I've been to some churches like this. We, in Indiana one time when we were doing our Vietnam Veterans Ministry, we went to a church that had scripture on every wall of the church. There was not a place in the church that did not have the Word of God plastered all over it. And they were considered a deliverance church. And if you walked in the door into a service, you were given a little barf bag. And I kid you not, this is serious. Because every service that they had there, they were casting out demons from someone at the front of the room behind the pulpit. I'm not sure this is biblical. Maybe someone can correct me if they want to, but, you know, their view was if the demon, you have a demon in you and it comes out, that you're going to throw up And that's why they give you the little barf bag. And the women had to have a little doily on their head. And basically, someone from the front of the room would just stand there for an hour and call out different names of demons. And people would start, you know, manifesting all this strange behavior and rolling on the floor and coughing up and throwing up. And it was a little strange. So it was, to me, an extreme. Just like, you know, seeing a demon under every bush, that's an extreme. Just like thinking the devil has no, you know, no place for our concern is another extreme. And we really, as believers, have to understand that there's some things we need to know and some authority that we have been given in order to live the life that God wants us to live and that He's called us to live. So I want to just talk a little bit about that today. And the first is, you know, there is a truth about our enemy that is very evident in Scripture. 1 Peter 5:8 says, "Be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour." Okay, he didn't say that like in the Old Testament. If someone wants to say, well, I'm a New Testament Christian. This is in 1 Peter 5:8. He's talking to believers. 2 Corinthians 11:14 says, "And no wonder, for Satan himself masquerades as an angel of light." Ephesians 6:10 says, "For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in heavenly realms." Okay, so that's the truth about our enemy. He is alive and well, and he is set out to kill, steal, and destroy. That's who he is. So let's look at what he does. He sows weeds in our lives. Matthew 13:25 says, "But while everyone was sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and then went away." That kind of little scary there. Like, how much do we need to stay alert and awake and not allow the enemy any authority to sow weeds in our relationships, in our lives, in our thought life? Here's another one. He snatches seeds. Matthew 13:19 says, "When anyone hears the message about the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what was sown in their heart." Have you ever had that happen to you or seen someone where they have heard the word of God, they had questions, they didn't quite understand it, and it was just like it was gone. They couldn't remember it. It was gone. They just acted like they never heard it. Okay. He snatches seeds. That's Matthew 13:19. In Matthew 4, 5, and 6, we'll see that he quotes and twists Scripture. "Then the devil took him up," talking about Jesus, "into the holy city, set him on the pinnacle of the temple, and said to him, 'If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down. For it is written, He shall give his angels charge over you, and in their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone.'" So Satan quoted Scripture and used it out of context, twisted it to try and get Jesus to stumble. You don't think if he did that to Jesus, you don't think he'll do that to you? Well, here's another thing he's doing. Your enemy is waiting for you to open a door. Ephesians 4, 26 and 27 says, "In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you're still angry. And do not give the devil a foothold." Did you get that? If you see, God created anger. That's an emotion. You are allowed to get angry about things. you're not supposed to sin with that anger. It says in your anger, which means it's okay to be angry, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry. That means you need to forgive before you close your eyes to go to bed. Otherwise, you give the devil a foothold and you open the door. He didn't have to force his way in. You let him in to your life. Now, I'm not saying you're letting him into your heart, but you are giving him authority to influence and bring chaos and drama into your life if you go down, if you go to sleep while you are still angry. Okay, there's lots more. So I'm going to just take a quick break here. We will be right back. Athena Dean Holtz with Always Faithful Radio, wrapping up the month of July, these next 4 weeks, with some thoughts and some teaching and some interviews to finish up this last month of Always Faithful Radio here on AM 630 KCIS. So don't go away. We will be right back.
Faithful, forever you are faithful.
Full Circle, Coming Home to the Faithfulness of God by Athena Dean Holtz, is now available on Amazon.com or through Redemption Press. In the aftermath of spiritual abuse and toxic leadership, one woman's shattered life is restored by the faithfulness of God. Athena's driving desire for affirmation and attention pulled her away from her family, husband, and children into what she thought would bring her happiness. Deceived by Scientology, forays into mysticism, and 12 years in a restrictive and legalistic cult, she lost everything, her marriage, relationships, home, business, money, and reputation. This is the candid and inspirational story of how her eyes were opened, how God restored what had been lost, and gave her the desires of her heart, including a new love. Hailed as a whirlwind story of love, deception, darkness, and triumph, personal, poignant, and yet professional, a modern happily ever after. Full Circle, Coming Home to the Faithfulness of God by Athena Dean Holtz. Get your copy today. Available on Amazon.com or through Redemption Press by calling 360-226-3488.
Faithful, forever you are faithful.
Now, back to more of Always Faithful with Athena Dean on AM 630 KCIS.
All right, we are back. Athena Dean Holtz with Always Faithful Radio, coming to you today with a bittersweet announcement that this month, July 2017, is my last month with Always Faithful Radio. It's a time that the Lord has made clear that this season in my life is done, and that he needs for me to keep my attention on Redemption Press and Northwest Christian Writers and our local church and all that he is going to be doing with the Full Circle story of his redemption in my life. So I am, in case you're just joining us, I am sharing from a teaching that I did at the Northwest Ministry Conference this year called Biblical Warfare for Women. Because, you know, I took 12 years of a complete and utter detour into deception and thought I was following the truth. And if you don't think that was a ploy of the enemy to take me out, then I'll pray for you, because that's exactly what it was. And most people who go through what I did never come back to God. They write him off for good, which is exactly what the enemy would like for all of us. So I think it's important for us to have a very biblical, balanced view of who our enemy is and what responsibility we have to be aware, to take authority, and to have our eyes wide open every day in our lives. We can't be sleeping. We got to be awake. All right, so I'm going to keep going here. I was right before the break, talked about a number of things that our enemy does. The next point is that he points us to counterfeits. He will make the new age look true. He will put enough of the truth in a false religion or a new age religion to suck you in. And then once you're sucked in, you pretty much, it's a very slow process that then you can be fed with all sorts of extra biblical or new age concepts. He points us to cults. That was probably the most obvious thing that has happened in my life since becoming a believer. He made a cult, a Christian cult, look like the truth when it was a lie. And he used scripture out of context to make me think my Christianity up to that point was worthless and that these people knew something I didn't know. So in a huge way, it appealed to my pride. And that's a bad thing when Satan can appeal to your pride and suck you into an organization that claims to follow him, that claims to preach Christ and Christ crucified, and is really bent on destruction and a misrepresentation of the Father heart of God. So what else does Satan do? He points us to the world. That's a counterfeit. He makes us think the enemy of our soul would like us to think that the world is going to be the answer to the longings that we have in our life and our needs that are not getting met, that that's where we're going to be able to meet them. And you know what? The enemy of our souls, he has lots of helpers. He does. Only God is omnipotent. But Satan has lots of helpers who do his work. Revelations 12:4a says, his tail swept down a third of the stars of heaven and cast them to earth. That was a third of the angelic host that were cast to earth along with Lucifer. Those demonic entities, whether they are demons, principalities, powers, rulers, authorities, they're out there and they're doing Satan's bidding. So don't think if Satan's just, he's not omnipotent, so he can't be everywhere at once. Yeah, but his helpers can. So let me say this too. You are not exempt. You are a born again believer, covered in the blood. You know your destiny. You know what the word says, that we win. But guess what else it says? In 1 Chronicles 21, 1 through 2, Satan rose up against Israel and incited David to take a census of Israel. So David said to Joab and the commanders of the troops, go and count the Israelites from Beersheba to Dan, then report back to me so that I may know how many there are. So Satan tempted, he incited David to fall into sin because God had told David not to do that. He didn't want to have him be all prideful because of all the numbers that were under his command. But Satan incited him. Luke 22:3-4, then Satan entered Judas, called Iscariot, one of the 12. And Judas went to the chief priests and the officers of the temple guard and discussed with them how he might betray Jesus. 1 Thessalonians 2:18 says, for we wanted to come to you, certainly I, Paul, did again and again, but Satan stopped us. So if you think you're exempt from Satan pushing back on anything that you have to do that might build up the kingdom of God, think again. These scriptures are very clear that we as believers can be vulnerable to his wiles and his deception. All right, so what we have to understand are his strategies. If we are going to be effective in what God's called us to do, we have to understand our enemy and know how he and know how he fights against us. The first one is distractions. He will try to distract you. Luke 10:14a, but Martha was distracted by the big dinner she was preparing. I mean, come on. If you sit down to pray, or you sit down to read the word, the dog barks, the phone rings, someone comes to the door, you remember something you forgot to do. We all know how the enemy will try to distract us. So we have to understand his strategies. He counterfeits. He will try to counterfeit the truth. Mark 13:22-23 says, for false messiahs and false prophets will appear and perform signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. So be on your guard. I have told you everything ahead of time. So Jesus tried to warn us that there will be a counterfeit of the truth and that some of us will be deceived. Hey, I am one of those who was deceived, and I was the elect. So, what's another strategy? Harassment. He will harass you. 2 Corinthians 7:5, for when we came into Macedonia, we had no rest, but we were harassed at every turn. Conflicts on the outside, fears within. Another strategy is opposition. 1 Corinthians 16:9, because a great door for effective work has opened to me, and there are many who oppose me. He will influence men to oppose you. If you are doing something legitimately called by God that's going to build up the kingdom, he will influence men to oppose you. Satan will do that. And there's proof right there in 1 Corinthians 16:9. What's another strategy? Wearing you out. He is determined to wear us out. Daniel 7:25a in the King James Version says, and he shall speak great words against the Most High and shall wear out the saints of the Most High and think to change times and laws. So there you go. He will wear out the saints. How many of you have felt worn out trying to do what God's called you to do, and you have been worn out, whether it's conflict, drama, offense, all sorts of things in your life that just wear you out? Well, guess what? That is the enemy's strategy. And bitter roots and unforgiveness. That is a huge strategy of the enemy. He does not want us to forgive. 2 Corinthians 2:11-12, anyone you forgive, I also forgive. And what I have forgiven, if there was anything to forgive, I have forgiven in the sight of Christ for your sake, in order that Satan might not outwit us, for we are not unaware of his schemes. That's Paul talking to the church. That's for us. We need to be like that. And the last strategy I want to mention is division, drama, and conflict. He wants you to go to bed angry. We talked about this scripture before, Ephesians 4:26-27. In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry, and do not give the devil a foothold. Boy, if he can bring division, drama, and conflict and get you to be resentful and angry, he's got you. And he has got a legal right to cause all sorts of bad stuff in your life, even though you're a believer. So, oops, there is one more. There's one more strategy I want to go over. Isolation. That is one of the biggest tactics that the enemy loves, is to make you feel like no one will understand your struggle. And so you don't even want to No one will understand you. You're the only one. Hebrews 10:25 says, let us not neglect our meeting together, as some people do, but encourage one another, especially now that the day of his return is drawing near. We have to know how he's operating and what his tactics are. So, okay, I'm going to give you a description of tactic from dictionary.com. Any mode or procedure for gaining advantage or success. Okay, so do you really want the enemy of your soul to gain advantage or have success in destroying your life? Because that's what his tactics are doing. That's the procedure. And I just listed a bunch of them. But we're going to get even more specific here. And we're going to take a quick break right now, but we're going to come back and talk about the kind of warfare that the enemy operates in that you have got to understand. So in case you've just joined us, this is Athena Dean Holtz with Always Faithful Radio. And we are talking today, this is just you and me, a monologue about the strategies of the enemy in our lives. This is biblical warfare for women. And this is show one of four of the last month of Always Faithful Radio. So we are wrapping up this month, doing things a little bit differently, but going out with a bang. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
Faithful, forever you faithful.
Hi, this is Shannon Etheridge, relationship coach, speaker, and author of over 20 books, including the million-copy best-selling Every Woman's Battle series. It was over 15 years ago that I was struggling to navigate through this publishing world, and Athena Dean was one of the first people that I encountered in this industry. Now, we've stayed in touch ever since then, because she was such an encourager then, and she's still an encouragement to me today. What a mover and a shaker for God's kingdom. And I have no doubt that Redemption Press is living up to its name.
Has anyone ever told you you should write a book? Athena Dean Holtz here, and I've been involved in the publishing industry as an author, blogger, coach, and publisher for over 25 years. One thing I've found is everyone has a story. It just takes the right team to help get it onto paper and then into a book that has the potential to touch lives. Give us a call today. The toll-free number is 844-2-REDEEM. That's 844-273-3336. Like us on Facebook or visit our site at authorsincharge.com. We would love to walk with you through your publishing journey.
Faithful, forever you faithful.
Now, back to more of Always Faithful with Athena Dean on AM 630 KCIS.
All right, we are back. Athena Dean Holtz here with Always Faithful Radio. And we are in the last stretch on this show, which is the first show in July and the last month of Always Faithful Radio coming to you on KCIS. So what we're doing today is talking about some very sobering information that we need to grab a hold of and start to dig in and understand how important it is for us to know how the enemy operates in our life to lead us astray and destroy our testimony. So, up until the first two sections of the show, or first three, actually, we went through a number of ways, his strategies for keeping us ineffective, the way that he operates, what scripture says to Christians about the schemes of the evil one and what we need to do about it. So I want to just take this last 10 minutes and go through this pretty quickly because I want to draw the parallel between conventional warfare and guerrilla warfare. This was something that I learned back in the 80s when I worked with the Ministry to Vietnam Veterans, Point Man Ministries. And all of a sudden, as we were teaching about post-traumatic stress and triggers and adrenaline and just all this trauma and the effects that it had on these men and their families, we began to see how the same tactics and strategies that the Viet Cong used against the American soldiers is the same way, same tactics, same to a T, that the enemy of our souls uses. So I want to just go through this. We actually did lose the Vietnam War. Now I know some of it said it wasn't a war, it was an action or whatever, but we lost big time. And here's some things. In pride, the U.S. believed its superior technology and weaponry would lead to victory over the Viet Cong. Guerrillas do not directly confront strong opponents, but employ hit-and-run tactics, sabotage, assassination, and terrorism in order to exhaust and harm their enemy. The Viet Cong used hit-and-run tactics because of their lack of high-powered weaponry. They also had key knowledge of the jungle terrain. So, first of all, we were prideful as a country, but they understood how to use guerrilla warfare in a way that would absolutely demolish us. So here are some guerrilla warfare tactics that they used that are going to sound familiar to you. Hit and run. Never confront the enemy head on. Well, Genesis 3:1 says, now the serpent was more crafty. That's pretty crafty for the enemy to bring chaos or drama or accusations into your life. You don't even know where they're coming from. You're confused. You're shaken. You feel like you don't even have any solid footing. That's exactly how he wants you to feel. Guerrilla warfare tactics, blending in, looking just like the civilians, looking just like the surroundings. They would have a big plant on their head and have a camouflage on their bodies, and you wouldn't even see them in the jungle. Well, 2 Corinthians 11:14 says, Satan, he comes as an angel of light. He does not look like something bad. Another guerrilla warfare tactic that he uses, just like the Viet Cong. The Viet Cong fought for the hearts and the minds, not just physical territory. So they had their propaganda. They made people think that our people were turning into, you know, going over to the other side. There were all sorts of mind games being played by those guerrilla warfare tactics. That is a huge one. Well, why do you suppose Proverbs 4:23 says to guard your heart? That's huge. We have to guard our hearts so that we are not taken captive and into believing something that is a lie, because our heartstrings have been pulled. They did ambushes, booby traps, landmines, snipers. Well, what's the thing there? The enemy is unseen. You see, in World War I or World War II, we would line up across from our enemy and just start shooting. We were out in the open. They saw us. We saw them. That is not the way guerrilla warfare works. Guerrilla warfare is the enemy is hiding up in a tree. He's hiding behind a bush. He sets a booby trap and he goes way off and watches while his foe is blown to bits. So Ephesians 6:12 says the battle is with the unseen realm. Do you see the parallel there? Okay, the last one I want to mention is called cutting the pie. And this just blew my mind when I first heard it. In Vietnam, when they were in the middle of, they were out in the field, they had all their stuff and it was turning dark. So they would draw a big perimeter around all of their stuff, their ammunition, their tents, their food, everything. And they would have every so many yards, they would have two people watching guard. Well, one would be staying up in the dark with his rifle pointed out and the other would be sleeping in the hole. And they would have these holes all the way around in a perimeter around all the stuff they're trying to protect. Well, the strategy of Charlie, which is what they call the Viet Cong, is when it was pitch black, he would probe the perimeter. He would come in just enough to make a little noise inside that perimeter line. And then he would go back out quietly, sneak back out. Well, what would happen? One guy on one side would hear that noise, would point his gun toward that noise. The guy on the other side of the circle, the perimeter, would turn in and point toward that noise. Well, what are they doing then? They're shooting each other. Satan's out of there. The Viet Cong, Charlie's out of there. But he got what he wanted. He got our guys, friendly fire is what they call that. They were shooting each other. Well, how many times have you seen that in a church or in a marriage or in a relationship, a friendship, or in a business where the enemy comes in and then he's out of there, and pretty soon people are thinking their spouse is the enemy or their pastor is the enemy or the women's leader is the enemy or their best friend is the enemy. Happens all the time. So these tactics, they're guerrilla warfare tactics, and if we don't understand the way that works, we are going to be a casualty. So I'll tell you, I've got some really, really good things to share about how we need to posture ourselves with this understanding. And I've only got a couple minutes left, so I don't even have time to do that today. So I'm going to hold that over for next week and just say that in these last 2 minutes on the show today, that I hope that makes you dig in the Word and look for that truth that we do have an enemy and we had better understand how he operates so that we can be on guard and not allow him to destroy the faithfulness of God that is evident in our lives. So it is time to wrap up. Thank you so much for spending your Friday afternoon or your Saturday morning with me. This is Athena Dean Holtz and Always Faithful Radio. I'm a speaker, blogger, publisher, soon to be former radio show host, and pastor's wife, and now the author of Full Circle, Coming Home to the Faithfulness of God. I would love to come speak to your church or women's group about God's faithfulness, and that's still going on. So God hasn't taken me out of doing that yet. But you can reach me at alwaysfaithfulradio.com or by calling the Redemption Press offices at 360-226-3488. Again, alwaysfaithfulradio.com or the Redemption Press phone number is 360-226-3488. So next week, we are going to finish up on this biblical warfare for women topic. I'm going to give you some offensive and defensive ways of dealing with that enemy that we do have and we do have to contend with. And then I will probably have a couple of interviews to share with you. So join me next Friday at 1 p.m., re-airing Saturday at 9 a.m. as we continue to affirm the faithfulness of God.
Thank you for listening to Always Faithful Radio with Athena Dean. Listen next week at the same time to be encouraged once again in the faithfulness of God.